Ovarian suppression is not benign therapy. It is symptomatic for patients. There's a potential to produce unrelated health problems, both subjective and objective health problems in the short term. And the truth of the matter is there is no evidence in the literature that ovarian suppression contributes in a positive way to the outcome for any subset of patients who are also receiving chemotherapy and tamoxifen. The recent publication of the intergroup study 0101 or ECOG 5188 sort of proves this indirectly. It was a randomization of 6 months of CAF versus CAF plus Zoladex versus CAF Zoladex tamoxifen. And subset analyses notwithstanding, the general message of the study was the act of suppressing the ovaries on its own did nothing to add to the CAF with respect to patient outcomes. And the only arm in that study which seemed to perform better than any of the others was the tamoxifen arm. And this is not an endorsement for the application of tamoxifen in conjunction with ovarian suppression. The message is that the key element in the treatment of those patients was chemotherapy and tamoxifen. There have been other studies that are perhaps somewhat flawed in the sense that they didn't incorporate only estrogen receptor positive patients, where patients were assigned at random to get ovarian suppression versus none. This is a study that comes from the United Kingdom. All the patients received tamoxifen. Chemotherapy was optional, and the randomization was to get ovarian suppression or not get it. And there's, again, no evidence that the act of ovarian suppression really alters outcomes. All of the clinical trials that have tried to address this have some problems associated with them, the greatest of which is some of them have too many patients who are receptor negative and couldn't benefit from the strategy anyway. But I think that the general message is this is not a therapeutic intervention which is known to be of value in patients who are already receiving chemotherapy and already receiving tamoxifen. So outside of a clinical trial, we have just not offered this on a consistent basis.
Of course, in that ECOG trial, you mentioned the subset data looking at the younger patients and those who are continuing to menstruate. I mean, the argument is that, sure, if you look at everybody getting chemotherapy, you're not going to see anything because a great number of those, patients are going to have chemotherapy-induced menopause. If you focus just on the ones who are actively menstruating, the younger patients, maybe you would see a benefit.
And I think that's an excellent argument in the sense that that clinical trial sheds a little light on the ability of ovarian suppression to augment the activity of chemotherapy. The problem is it doesn't prove the same point for patients who are taking tamoxifen, as if to say the use of tamoxifen therapy may eliminate the need for or the logic of ovarian suppression. Clearly, if a woman gets 6 cycles of CAF and is still menstruating and declines tamoxifen therapy, just for some reason refuses to take it, then ovarian suppression is a reasonable thing to do. But in a patient in whom tamoxifen is the intended treatment, it's to be the standard of care.